You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last year, the University of Auckland conducted a study into how compostable products affect soil health, which was commissioned by the Ministry of Environment. Three new reports have been published about the findings, which advocate for better regulations around these products. I spoke to a PhD candidate in environmental sciences at the University of Auckland, Nargis Talib, about the findings of the study and what this means for soil quality. Last year, the Ministry of Environment commissioned researchers at the University of Auckland to look into how compostable products affect soil health. Could you explain some of the findings of these studies?
So we had a look at 10 different compostable products across the market, sort of based on, you know, how consumers are using it and what was of research interest. And we found that there's quite a lot of contaminants that are being added into these products. Things like heavy metals, PFAS, which is a carbon fluorinated polymer, which is quite stable in the environment, and also things like bisphenol and phthalates, which are endocrine disrupting chemicals.
What are some ways that these compostable products could be better tailored to tackle the climate crisis?
Yeah, so the problem with these compostable products is if we do send them to the composting facilities, any sort of contaminants that are in these products will end up in the final compost, and thus when applied on land could have effects on soils and obviously our crops and the foods that we eat off the land. So a major thing that we are wanting to showcase is the fact that we should have some stricter standards regarding these products that are being put onto the market. It's very important to know what chemicals we are adding into our land.
Are there some ways that people can be more environmentally conscious when handling these compostable products, or is this sort of a situation of needing to do a complete recall of these products?
Yeah, so obviously as a consumer, it is quite difficult to tell what products are compostable or not because there is a lot of greenwashing that is happening. So I guess the main thing is looking for certification labels and trying to adhere to that as much as possible. And if you are just simply unsure, putting that in the rubbish bin is probably best case scenario, unfortunately.
The report advocates for a te ao Māori approach to maintaining soil health. What would this look like?
So it includes sort of incorporating Māori in the research process, so making sure their voices are advocated for, and incorporating sort of tikanga Māori principles and sort of everything we do in terms of our practices of composting.
And what sort of initiatives would you like to see the government take following the findings of these studies?
So it'd be good to have a closer look at what certifications we have implemented, because currently in New Zealand we don't really have regulations concerning compostable products. So it would be good to enforce this just to give consumers a clearer understanding of what to do with their products, because at the moment companies can sort of chuck any sort of labelling on products and that can get quite confusing.
That was PhD candidate in environmental sciences at the University of Auckland, Nargis Talib, about the findings of a study conducted by the university about compostable products and the need for better regulations around them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.